I'm Kat Griffin. Here in studio with us is Gary Loris and Mark Perlman, one of the two of the most constant influences in the Jayhawks over the many years that they have been playing together. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Beautiful music, especially with the reissues of the three albums, Sound of Lies and Smile and Rainy Day Music. At this particular time, it's like we're back in 1996, not only with the music, but with the lineup.
Yeah, that's true. This is the same lineup that made Sound of Lies. Craig Johnson, Mark Perlman, Tim O'Regan, Karen Grotberg, myself. And this tour, we have this guy named John Jackson from New York City who's playing mando and acoustic guitar. So we never had this many people on stage, just seven people on stage.
Which is a really full, rich sound, and we're going to hear that in just a moment. But what I'm curious about is that there's this world of the Jayhawks. There's a structure. It's its own building. There are many, many bricks in the wall. And over time, you two have been sort of the constant influences, especially during this almost like, if you had to look at the Jayhawks' history, you definitely have to admit that this is the top of the bell curve for the ripeness of your sound. So why now? Why into 2015?
Well, it started with me years ago helping to compile this Best of Golden Smog disc for, I think it was Rhino or something.
Which is the super group featuring folks from Wilco like Jeff Tweedy. Yeah. And
right. And Jody Stevens from Big Star.
Yes.
And Danny Murphy from Soul Asylum. And anyway, so I was working on that, and it just came to me that there was no such thing like that for the Jayhawks, which was really my full-time job. And so I actually contacted Rick Rubin, who's head of our label, and posed this problem to him, and he was really open to getting it out there. So we started working on that, and then from there, it was brought to my attention by my friend Petey Larson in Minneapolis that our records were really out of print, a lot of them physically out of print. So then we talked about reissuing them, and that started the ball rolling on that. And the plan originally was to start with Hollywood Town Hall through Rainy Day Music and put them out, and then maybe put a DVD set and et cetera, et cetera. And then after the first two came out, Hollywood Town Hall and Tomorrow the Greengrass, Rick decided to move, as he often does, from Columbia Sony over to Universal. And so there was just this kind of, it stopped. And then, so finally they picked up the ball and got it going. And if the reissues finally, the rest of them came out as planned last year. And so then it just came time to say, well, let's promote them. And everybody really wanted to do it. And a lot of these songs, the last time we got together for Hollywood Town Hall Tomorrow, the Greengrass reissues, we couldn't really play these songs because they just didn't fit because Mark Olson wasn't on those records. So it was really difficult to figure out how to perform them. So a lot of these songs just have not been performed in a long time. Smile was the record where I had just been remarried, then had a baby, and life was looking pretty good. And I think we had kind of decided to go for a big splashy pop record and really kind of go for it, and got Bob Ezrin to do it. And the single, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, was originally called Someone Will, and it was a much humbler song with just a, and the label loved it, but they thought the chorus should be bigger. So then they started bringing me ideas to, you know, who I could write with, and I said, well, I'll just write with people I know to start with. So I took that, just the, one of the rare times I've ever taken a song to some outsiders. So I wrote with Westerberg and Dave Perner, Jacob Dylan, lots of people took a stab at it. It was really interesting. But in the end, it ended up, the co-writer was this guy named Taylor Rhodes from Nashville, who, funny enough, I've never met. And he kind of, over the phone, we talked, and he sent me this chorus, and I kind of tweaked it. And next thing you know, it's on a Ralph Lauren commercial.
By the world never ends.
grease that canoe just to make it my baby. No words can describe. Oh, pitch me, I'm dreaming. Your hair's long and black as the legs cross my pillow. When I stare in your eyes, I get lost in your glory. I'll never be all you want me to, but that's alright. Stop wanting to make you love me. I'm gonna dry your tears. We're gonna stay together for a million.
Go back a minute to Sound of Lies. You were talking about that vibey feeling that it was time to create a sound that was more along the lines of Golden Smog and what you did with that. So when you approached it in the studio, how did you go about that? Did you write as you went along? Did you have stuff that you brought in ahead of time?
A lot of the music was already written. In fact, some of it I had started bringing into Olson, and we started working off, started presenting songs, and it was shortly after that that he left. Maybe he didn't like him. I don't know. But
well, Gary's kind of a in a good way. He's a band archivist, and by archiving meaning pretty much anything that we rehearsed, or even if like we were roommates at one time, and we were just sitting around and having a quick idea for something. He always had the tape recorder going, and he always kept all the cassettes. So when we started going into rehearsals to, you know, figure out what songs maybe we're going to put on Sound of Lies, Gary had went back and heard all this stuff, some of which was begun some years before we even considered making Sound of Lies. And he would bring these ideas out, and then the band would get together, and we'd kind of jam them out and see what worked and what didn't work, and tweak them. Think About It was something that was started maybe, you know, five years before we even went into, started working on Sound of Lies, and had this part, and then Gary came up with a new chorus for it, and we changed the whole feel of it. So songs like that, so there was some of that, and then other stuff that Gary was writing specifically for the record. So it's the fact that he keeps everything has been a boon for us as far as coming up with material.
Town that stands a tall
time, place in between.
We're visiting with Gary Loris and Mark Perlman. They're members of the Jayhawks who are playing at the Fonda Theater tomorrow night, 8 p.m.
I believe the show's like 8 p.m., right?
Yeah, in Hollywood. And I want to fast forward really quickly to 2003. It was been 3 years since you made Smile. So what was the story with Rainy Day Music? Why Rainy Day Music, number one? And number two, what was going on then?
Satellites was definitely that feeling that it's going to be our last record. Smile, I think we were maybe like, oh, let's make a big pop record and see what happens. Because I didn't grow up listening to Graham Parsons, you know. I listened to early Genesis and Pink Floyd and the Beatles and the Who and... I don't listen to much roots rock. I don't really particularly like alternative country music. It's just something that came along, and I got into what we were doing, and it's still part of me, but I don't listen to it.
What roots influences do you have? Obviously, there's such an underpinning. I wouldn't expect you to necessarily pull from contemporaries, but what did you listen to as a child?
Well, as a child... I'm older, so, you know, I grew up listening to, you know, the Beatles and the Who and the Stones and the Kinks and mostly British and Zeppelin. And when I was 14, I listened to a lot of, like, Black Sabbath. Can and Faust and Noy and Cluster and all that. Those are the things I listen to now more.
You know? Okay.
But I didn't listen to the Krautrock so much as I did English prog rock and things like that. And art rock, like Eno or, you know, Roxy Music and
that makes sense to me
and stuff like that. I was a total Anglophile until I discovered the Elvis Sun Sessions and when I was like 26, and I thought that was cool.
What a mixture.
Yeah, but I liked punk rock a lot too, the Clash and the British punk rock and the New York stuff, you know, the New York late 70s stuff, like
New York Dolls,
Television, and
Richard
Hell and the Voidoids, and Mark and I were both really into The Only Ones and bands like that, British stuff like that. But, you know, Nick Cave and stuff like that. Things that
puts together for me, because the Brits are much more folk. They draw from their folk tradition.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of that rootsy, what we would call like an Americana sound. But actually, it's from their folk tradition. And I hear that from you, too. Certainly from the album you made with Mark Olson, the Ready for the Flood, because I mean there are songs on that record that you listen to and I have to listen to them over and over again. They penetrate you like Saturday Morning on Sunday Street is such a strong folk element. So I can totally hear that electrified folk element in your music.
Yeah, we got into things like the Birds and things, but really into British folk rock more than probably American folk rock, for me at least, you know, like whether it's Nick Drake or Fairport or what are they called? Incredible String Band is really weird stuff. And a lot of the old British folk stuff really hit me. And then simple things like Simon and Garfunkel and stuff like that. I love.
Interesting that you should say Simon and Garfunkel, because their harmonies are so distinctive and so are yours. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in and taking time away to visit with us. Gary, would you tell them again, tell our audience exactly when they can expect to see you live?
This Saturday, the 10th of January at the Fonda. I think the show starts at 8. There's a great band called Trapper Shep from Milwaukee who's been touring with us. That's this Saturday. And then Sunday we're playing at the Belly Up in Solano Beach. And
January 11th,
probably a similar time. And Monday it's in San Juan Capistrano at the Coach House.
Yeah, that's a great room.
That's
you're going to have
school.
Fun.
That's like something you'd see. Expect Jim Rockford to walk in or something, you know. And then we go to Mexico after that. We go to play this festival, Peter Buck Festival, down in Todos Santos. So we're looking forward to that.
I know your fans love your music that listen to KCSN. I get feedback about it all the time, especially on Sundays for Americana Matinee. So again, thank you guys so much for coming down and visiting with us.
You're welcome. I mean, I think you'll see that we're having a great time. We really actually love each other. We're up there on stage and it's kind of like, oh, there's an audience here too. You know, we really enjoy playing together.